It's Brush Housing Authority in Brush, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community. For information, call 842-5046. That's 842-5046.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Once again, the guest we were supposed to have had for Monday didn't show, and so we rescheduled him for this morning, and so far we haven't heard from him this morning either, so we got a real problem. But anyway, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, our number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. I'd like to know what you really think about the problem that we're having in Eurasia, the invasion of Georgia by the Soviet Union. Is it possible that there was a justification for what they do? They were responding to an attack by the Georgians at the behest of the American government, which had trained them and supplied them and financed them. Is it just possible that the Russians were justified in responding to a vicious military attack wherever the Georgian troops moved into the separatist province? Is this whole thing being orchestrated in preparation for World War III? Is it possible that we could have a world war, that there would be the use of nuclear weapons, that hundreds of millions or perhaps even billions of people could die? Would anybody in their right mind really want such a terrible and horrible thing? Could there really be a monument in Elberton, Georgia that is put up by a secret society and nobody knows who they are and nobody knows who the man who put up the money to build the Georgia Guidestones, also known as the American Stonehenge in Elberton, Georgia, a man who called himself R.C. Christian, but he admitted that wasn't his real name, and nobody knows who R.C. Christian is, that you would have a secret monument there of where the Satanists and the witches and the other people from the occult hold their regular ceremonies? I mean, after all, that's a religion, and that the monument is built upon what is today community property. It was turned over to the community. The community's maintained it ever since it was first built back in 1980. And that this monument calls for the elimination of over 90% of the world's population. Are there really people, rational people, who would want to eliminate 90% of the population of the world? The first commandment there and the Ten Commandments that comes from the pit of hell calls for maintaining the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. Is there anybody really would want that sort of thing? And I would respond, yes. We're not dealing with rational people. We're not people who think as you and I do. We're dealing with people who have a different worldview because they worship a different God. Until people understand, until the church exposes the fact that there really is a resurgence of Gnosticism and a belief that Lucifer is the true God, and that there are literally millions of people in America and throughout the world who worship Lucifer, until that becomes a reality, the average individual is not going to understand what's going on, or the very real threat we face, or the fact that our leaders are intent upon bringing into a, first of a war with the Muslim world, and then into a worldwide war that will result in terrible, unbelievable devastation, not for just people in other countries, but for people in this country. Is this really true? Is there a monument there? Are we manipulating ourselves into a war that there's no way we could possibly win? Are we weakening our military and strengthening our missile and air force in preparation for this war, this disastrous war, which will end up with an America we don't even recognize, with the destruction of all freedom as we've known it? Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255, because I have nothing prepared this morning, and I'm simply talking here as the thoughts come to mind. You know, as I've been away for a few days, I come back and I read the sorts of things that are that people are talking about, and there are talks, is some discussion on the internet this morning, you know, that Putin is ordering his military to be put on alert in preparation for nuclear war. What are our leaders doing? Are they preparing for war? Would a war benefit the candidate that they want to have elected, John McCain? If we were to have increased military tension in the Middle East, increased military tension in the Caucasus, do you think the American people would vote for Obama, or would they vote for John McCain? Maybe they don't like John McCain. I certainly don't like John McCain. I don't like Obama. But most people will figure, well, they're going to have to vote for one of the candidates, and I would suggest, why vote for either candidate when neither one of them represents American values? John McCain was a traitor when he was captured by the North Vietnamese, and you can go up on the internet and look up the websites there of the former prisoners of war who were there at the same time John McCain was, when John McCain, of course, betrayed his country and betrayed everything else and betrayed his fellow prisoners. But you're not going to hear about that in the media. Fortunately, we do have the internet, and you can verify all of these things. And in the past years, I've interviewed some of the people from this organization who was specifically created many years ago to counter McCain, who actually was known as the Prince, who received special treatment from his communist captors because, of course, he cooperated with them and made anti-American broadcasts. But you're not going to hear about that in the controlled media. And you had a choice between him and Barack Obama, who considers himself a citizen of the world. Well, who do we have on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. My name is Brooke. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. It's good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment, agree or disagree?
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment, if I may, in regard to the current situation of Russia and Georgia.
Sure.
I really do believe that this could be the prelude, the beginning, or as another person put it, the hook going into the jaw of Gog and Magog that you read about in Ezekiel 37 and 38 and 39.
I agree. You may very well be correct.
What say you?
I say you probably are very, very accurate. I think that as you read Ezekiel 37, 38, and 39, you hear about the being put into the jaw and draw this area into a confrontation with Israel. But I think you cannot understand anything that's going on today unless you understand the spiritual significance. Why don't you hang on until we get off here?
Okay, thank you.
Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies?
Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Here's your chance to make KHNC Radio the best it can be. Become a part of our team. KHNC is looking to expand their sales staff. If you're an experienced commission-only salesperson with a proven track record and are creative, have drive and the ability to work independently, send us your resume now. Fax is 970-587-5450 or mail at P.O. Box 1750 Johnstown 80534. That's 970-587-5450. No phone calls, please.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and is our guest still there? Did you hang on?
Yes, I'm still here.
You go ahead. I mean, I certainly would not disagree with you at all. I think it's so important that people understand you cannot in any way grasp the significance of what's going on today throughout the world and the insane things that are happening unless you understand their biblical and prophetic significance. Go right ahead.
Sure. Well, you know, you saying that, what comes to my mind immediately is people like yourself, myself, other listeners like myself that listen in on to these type of shows, and I'm a truck driver. I listen to a lot of audio feed over my laptop because the mainstream press is so slanted and so filled with so much garbage, but, you know, like yourself, and the list goes on and on. Alex Jones, David J. Smith. You've got a lot of these alternative news sources and people that do a real good job. People like ourselves, we have an idea of the magnitude of this thing. And even we ourselves, our finite minds cannot really grasp an ICBM going off in San Francisco or Boston, and the repercussions that is going to cause, let alone the average person out here who has still got their heart and mind focused on their retirement plans, their new house, buying a new house, the American dream. You know what? If it is, in fact, the beginning of the end, the hook going into the jaw of Gog and Magog, bringing them down for the invasion, we've got very, very serious days right ahead of us.
Amen to that. I mean, I spend 5 hours a day on the radio and do a weekend program as well. And the underlying theme of all of them is exactly what you're saying. We talk about health. We talk about finance. We talk about all sorts of things to get people listening. But we're trying to warn them of the prophetic significance of what's taking place today. And there's no other logical explanation. There is no logic behind our being in Afghanistan. There's no logic behind our being in Iraq. There's no logic behind our staying in Iraq.
No.
And
no.
So if you're looking for a logical reason, it's illogical, then there has to be another explanation. And I believe it is truly the unfolding of prophetic, instruction that we receive in Ezekiel 38 and 39, which I think for our listeners have to understand is different than the Battle of Armageddon. This precedes the Battle of Armageddon by some time,
right,
at least in
right.
my estimation, and the estimation of a lot of theologians who don't really understand this. Remember, I'm an orthopedic surgeon. I'm not a theologian, but what I've read, and you read the lineup of the nations that are described there, and I think Joel Rosenberg has done a pretty good job of that in some of his books, just identifying what those nations are. And it's just like you're reading in Ezekiel 38 and 39 exactly what's going on today.
Yeah, and of course there's other chapters that parallel with that too.
Right.
You know, the only thing I can think of right now to go along with what you're saying is, yes, there's bad news. Yes, there's dark clouds on the horizons. But you know, for anybody out there that is a true child of God, the God of the Bible, the God of the Holy Scriptures, there is good news, because at the other side of the storm is a great time of restoration, the Scriptures talk about. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to rule and reign. Think of that passage, Isaiah 9:6, I believe it is. It says, and the government will be upon his shoulder. I believe it's also in Isaiah somewhere. The lion's going to lay down with the lamb. A little child shall lead them. No more thorns or thistles. No more curse. The evil rulers, the Illuminati agents, the Bilderbergers, all that type of trash and garbage is going to be taken away. And the Lord is going to suppress that. You know, Dr. Stan, for the child of God, when we obtain our glorified bodies, and when we no longer are in this composed body of flesh mortality that can be assassinated, cut up, bleed, pain, et cetera, et cetera, when we're going to be ruling and reigning with Christ in a glorified body, you can set off all the nuclear weapons you want all day long. You're not going to be able to destroy that glorified state. And that really is something to look forward to.
Well, we may be in for very difficult times. I believe we are in for difficult times. I believe that many Christians will not survive what's going to lie ahead. But we know, of course, our ultimate goal. We know our ultimate destination. And that is, of course, what makes it all worthwhile. And I certainly appreciate your thoughts, and I agree with you totally.
Okay. God bless. Have a good day.
God bless you, too. And I'll tell you what, you know, there are a lot of people out there. There may be truck drivers, they may not have university degrees. They get a lot more common sense than the people who are teaching our children in universities. And, you know, I find, you know, talking to the average individual who is not highly educated, he's got a lot more knowledge of what's going on. Just because you have a college degree doesn't mean you're very smart. In fact, I often like to say that I think that a lot of these people in college have been educated far beyond their intelligence.
Can I say one last thing real quick?
Sure, go right ahead.
This will be a beautiful testimony for the Lord.
Amen.
I'm a high school dropout. I quit school 1 month before graduation. I won't go into all the details why, but I knew back then that the public school system and this whole governmental system that we're in now was Luciferian and corrupt. And so, you know, this deal of having a degree, a PhD, and all these degrees, you know, that's a degree based on man's assumptions and man's system. And I don't want to downplay that. There's a lot of people that have got these high degrees in the secular system that are very, very smart people. Some of them have the truth, though, as to what's really going on behind the scenes. Others do not. Others are deceived. One place in the scriptures it says man stumbles over his own intelligence. So intelligence is really a beautiful thing if it's used correctly. If it's not used correctly, and if you don't really know the truth of God's word and what's really going on behind the scenes, you're going to be deceived. That's all there is to it. I don't care how many degrees you have, you're going to be deceived.
You're right. Absolutely right.
All right, well, I'll let you go, and thanks for taking my call.
God bless, and thank you. And again, our number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. And I think that we are seeing unfolding in the Middle East today the fulfillment of prophecy. And you remember that somewhere there in the Ezekiel 38 and 39, it talks about the islands to the west. And, of course, it names very specifically certain of the countries there, Persia and Egypt and Ethiopia and Gog and Magog. And of course, these are the areas, certainly of Russia and the various Stan countries, Georgia, Turkey, I mean, you read Joel Rosenberg's book, I believe it's called End Times, I'm not sure, but anyway, one of them really does an excellent analysis of all those countries, or there are other analyses of which countries they are, but it's like reading a modern-day travel folder. In other words, these countries are there, they've always been there, and they're there for a specific purpose at this very time in history. But as they talk about the islands to the west, now, of course, really this all centers around Israel, so what are the islands to the west of Israel? Are they talking about Cyprus? Are they talking about Malta? Are they talking about the New World, which was there at that time? Only most people were totally unaware of that. And, of course, as I recall, the phrase is something, fire is going to come down from the sky and melt the flesh from their bones. What, you know, think about that. If you were sitting there, you know, reading Ezekiel 38 and 39, what, 300 or 400, 500 years before the birth of Christ, and fire coming down from the sky and the flesh melting from their face, from their bones, what would you have envisioned? Well, today, of course, we can envision a nuclear bomb. But, of course, in those days, they would have had no idea what they were talking about. How could Ezekiel even have conceived of something as horrible as the weapons that man has perfected today? And I don't believe, of course, Ezekiel even understood what he was writing. He was just writing under the directionship of the Lord. And that's the wonderful thing about the Bible. I believe it is God's message to us, a warning for what is unfolding and transpiring today. Our number, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. I'd like to get your thoughts on what's unfolding today, with the realization that the only real protection we have, and certainly I'm not suggesting you should not make your preparations in a material way, you know, for what lies ahead, and certainly as far as the getting your health products in place, and you know, there's certain things you ought to have. If you can get antibiotics, fine. If not, you certainly should have antibiotic, large doses of vitamin D, the things you need to get your immune system in good shape. And certainly, on certain people, there are certain herbs and things that you can have on hand. But we sort of like the antibiotic because it has about five of the basic herbs that it will stimulate your immune system. And besides that, we do carry them to our ministry. But I will tell you, I took a trip back to Virginia this last weekend, and my wife packed the antibiotic, which is elderberry juice and oil of oregano and two or three other things garlic extract, things like that. And I was taking them regularly because getting on a plane, you know, very often you'll tend to pick up the flu or the other bugs or the things that are there on the plane. Anyway, you should make your preparations, but make a preparation spiritually, because we may very well lose everything we have materially in the coming economic collapse, and I fear that somewhere in the not-too-distant future is going to be another major war. Our number 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255, and I do believe that the people who are really running things are going to come up with something between now and the election that will ensure John McCain is elected. Because I think if there were an expansion of the military crisis in the Middle East, I mean, who would really want a peacenik like Obama? At least that's what he is, the part that he's playing. Who would really want him in the White House? I really believe, of course, that they sabotaged Hillary so they could run Obama. And Obama is being one to lose. I could very well be wrong. It's all conjecture. None of us knows what they're up to. But we hear that Henry Kissinger has made statements that Obama is almost a shoo-in. Well, why would that be? I mean, the election is close, you know, the polls. But why would he make a statement that Obama is going to lose and McCain is going to win? Because I think they're going to do something very specific. Those of you who have heard my interviews with Lindsey Williams, who is told that he could no longer talk about Gull Island and the massive supplies of oil up on the North Slopes, massive supplies of oil and natural gas, which were readily available as long ago and could have been developed here, so we would not be transferring our wealth, about $600 billion of our wealth, to other countries every year. That's one of the major causes of our balance of trade problems. But when this gentleman, and I know who he was, but I'm not going to use his name on the radio, because I certainly don't want to get into trouble with these people of great wealth. I'm sure they know what we're doing, but so far we have not embarrassed them, as Lindsay was obviously doing. But Lindsay was told, and he had told me in early June, before the price of oil started to drop, the price of oil was going up every day, and Lindsay told me that he had been contacted by these people, and after they had told him to stop doing what he was doing, they began to tell him what lay ahead, as they had when he had worked with him when he was a chaplain on the oil line, putting in the pipeline, oil pipeline up there. One of the things that they told him was the fact that there was going to be a major incident before the election that was going to ensure the election. John McCain. Is it true? Well, let's wait and see what happens. Give us a call, 970-689-8255. Here.
Join them as they welcome Toby Janicki from First Fruits of Zion on Thursday night, August the 28th, for a special seminar called Knocking on Heaven's Gate, Discovering the Appointed Time of Prayer. The appointed time for the seminar, 7 p.m. The location, KHNC Studios, 2 South Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. Learn a practical way to fulfill Paul's injunction to pray without ceasing and to pray with understanding, and discover how you can participate in the daily Moed, an appointed time of prayer. Call 303-654-9924 for more information.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, I'm just standing here. Telephone number 970-689-8255. I guess we're not going to be able to get our scheduled guest. He did not show up again. That number 970-689-8255. So basically, of course, as we look and see what's going on in Israel, so much of it really doesn't make sense. And I'm constantly getting material telling me that the Zionists are running Washington, D.C., that America is simply a surrogate of of the Israeli hierarchy, the Zionist movement, but look and see what's happening. Israel is being put into a terribly dangerous situation, and certainly this is being done certainly by our leaders. Israel has been forced to give up the West Bank, been forced to give up Gaza. It is being forced today to give up Judea and Samaria. During the war a couple of years ago in Lebanon, it was forced to stop the war before they could possibly achieve victory. They could have achieved victory, but they weren't allowed to. They were ordered to stop the war, and they did exactly what they were told to do. So if the Zionists are controlling Washington, D.C., and they support Israel, why are they doing an incredibly poor job? Or is it possible that the Zionists, and there really is a very powerful Zionist movement, are intent upon destroying Israel and killing as many Jews as they can? And, of course, people say, why would Zionists want to destroy Israel and kill the Jews? Why, very simply because they hate them, because there is a Luciferian or satanic component within the Jewish movement that hates Judaism. Why? Because I believe, of course, that God has a special plan for the Jews in the final days. And, of course, you say, well, a lot of those people over there already aren't Jews. They're Ashkenazi Jews. They're not really Jews. And that's absolutely true. But, of course, there is the Sephardic Jewish component who are the descendants of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And they are. And they've been encouraged to return to Israel. And I believe that they are been brought back there with the very intention of being destroyed by this Luciferian component which hates God and hates God's plan and believes if he can destroy the Jewish people in Israel, why, of course, they can thwart God's plan and they will ultimately be victorious. And people say, that sounds crazy. Well, but there are so many crazy things going on today. How do you explain the fact that the United States is giving as much money to Egypt as it's giving to Israel, and Egypt is spending that money on military equipment in preparation for a coming attack on Israel? How can you explain the fact that we're selling all sorts of sophisticated military equipment and fighter planes and bombs and certainly, radio-directed bombs and weapons to Saudi Arabia, which is a Wahhabi state that hates Israel and would love to see it destroyed? Why would we be arming the enemies of Israel as well as arming Israel? Doesn't so many things, if you stop and think about it, really don't make sense. Those of you who have, of course, studied the story of Sybil Edmonds, and if you haven't read that story, you can see that summarized in my newsletters. It's January of 2008. And I think the title of the article is State Secrets. But it's January 2008. You go to RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com, and you scroll down to newsletters. And then, of course, you go to January 2008 and read the story of Sybil Edmonds, a woman who actually worked for the FBI. She was hired right after the September 11th attack to translate a number of messages that the FBI had intercepted, and there was some question about them. But what she discovered in the process of doing this was that there was a spy ring. It was operating at the upper levels of our government. It was a Turkish spy ring where the Turks and certainly Israelis were working together to transfer American technology and supplies, nuclear technology and nuclear supplies, to Pakistan, so they could build nuclear weapons. Did you ever question how it was that Pakistan, with certainly no scientific foundation at all, was able to build nuclear weapons there under the direction of Mr. Khan, K-A-H-N, the Dr. Khan? Where would they get the centrifuges? Where would they get the nuclear material? Where would they get the technology to build sophisticated nuclear weapons? Little Pakistan, why would they alone be able to do it? Well, of course, what Sybil Edmonds found was that the spy ring, this Turkish-Israeli spy ring, was operating at the upper echelons of our government, with the full knowledge of the people in our State Department that the FBI knew about the spy ring and had been told not to investigate it and not to stop the transfer of nuclear technology and material to Pakistan. And, Chris, when she wanted to expose this and try to, she was told to be quiet, and so she actually had a gag order placed on her by the, whether it was the Department of Defense or the, I think it was the Justice Department. It was, if she said anything about what was going on as far as the transfer of nuclear technology to the Muslim world, why, of course, she would be violating the state secrets requirement and she'd be in prison. So, of course, she appealed the case to the courts and went to the first level of the courts. And the first courts came out and said, oh, no, we can't tell the truth to the American people because that would violate state security and endanger the security of the United States. How could the American people, knowing that we were transferring nuclear technology and equipment to the Muslim world, endanger our security? Well, then she appealed it, and with the help of the ACLU, she appealed it to the next level. She actually appealed this then to the federal appellate court, and they held in favor of the government, and then she appealed it to the state, to the Supreme Court. She wanted to let the American people know that our government was arming the Muslim world. And when she did that, why, once again, why the state, the United States Supreme Court held in favor of the government. It was in the best interest of the United States to keep this secret from the American people. Now, why is it important not to conceal from the American people that we are arming the Muslim world with nuclear weapons? I mean, we make this big hullabaloo about, oh, my goodness, you know, the Iranians are trying to develop nuclear weapons. But why isn't it important that we've actually given the wherewithal to build the nuclear weapons to the Muslim world, to Pakistan, that could very easily transfer it to Iran, and they'd already transferred it to Libya and to North Korea? I mean, that's how, of course, Gaddafi over there in Libya had gotten his information on the nuclear weapons, which, of course, he eventually abandoned. But that's how North Korea got the ability to build nuclear weapons, and probably Iran has all of the information they need. Why, it's very simply, it's exactly what happened prior to World War II. When American corporations, American banks, and, of course, our own government was transferring information to Adolf Hitler that allowed him to weaponize in preparation for the coming war. We were creating the best enemy that money could buy, but we couldn't tell the American people that any more than we could explain to them that we were actually building up Fidel Castro, that we were transferring money to countries that were transferring money to Fidel Castro. The old adage, the best enemy money could buy, I never let the American people know. Give us a call, 970-689-8255. Here, the American Freedom Network.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255, and we were just telling you, once again, the Sybil Edmonds story, and it's well worthwhile hearing it several times, because it took me some time analyzing this to figure out why it was significant. Now, of course, Sybil Edmonds eventually did go to Great Britain and told the London Times her story. It was broadcast it was reprinted in the London Times in January of this year, and picked up by newspapers all across Europe, and but not a word of this, pardon me, in the American media, because the American media is controlled, and they do not want the American people to know. We are being set up by our government for a nuclear attack on this country. And people say that's crazy talk, and rational people wouldn't do that. It is crazy talk. Rational people wouldn't do that. But we're not dealing with rational people. We're dealing with people who are energized by evil, and they have their people planted all across our country in key positions. There are not very many of them, but of course, these are people who worship a different God. If you doubt that, you really need to get the little pamphlet, The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. It was actually printed probably well over 50 years ago. It was in the writings of Alice Bailey, who had this message channeled to her by a demonic spirit named Joaquin. Who is Joaquin? Well, of course, a lot of this is covered in a book we have called The ABCs of Globalism. That's The ABCs of Globalism, written by Deborah Ray. And she is simply taken from the writings of the Luciferians, what they say about the things. And what we did get this pamphlet from the Luciferian organization, the Lucis Trust, and they used to pass it out for nothing, so we do exactly the same thing. So if you'd like a copy of The Workings of the Spiritual Hierarchy, we'll be glad to send you the pamphlet, or certainly this is included in our talk on the planned police state. We actually discuss this, or if you get the syllabus that goes with that, which you really need to have, the planned police state. Why? It will give you the knowledge and understanding, and we simply quote from their writings where they tell you exactly what they're going to do, what they are doing, and about the power that they have. So that's the planned police state syllabus, or talk, or the two of them you should get together. Or if you would like and want to get anything else that we offer, why? And specifically request a pamphlet on the workings of the spiritual hierarchy. Why, of course, we'll be glad to get it for you. And what is the spiritual hierarchy? Well, if you read the occult publications, and you can go up on the Internet and Google in occult spiritual hierarchy, or go to the Google and type in the occult hierarchy, and you'll read about them. These are the demonically controlled people, many of them in key positions in government, who are directing us towards this coming world war. They're the people who control the finances of the world, who control the governments of the world, who control the militaries of the world. Because the true enemy, of course, is not flesh and blood, but principalities against powers, against the spiritual wickedness in high places, these forces that really rule the world, for we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is what the scripture says. This is exactly what's going on, and it's time the American people woke up and help us to get the message out. And who do we have on the line?
Stan?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Marvin from Colorado.
Hi, Marvin. How are you doing?
There's a talk show host over here in Colorado, Peter Boyles. He's been all over this one story about this guy that came across the border from Canada. And he's a Somali, and they found him dead in on the fourth floor in the Burnsman Hotel here about 4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, I guess they said he weighed about 300 pounds and about 6'4". And anyway, when they found him after about 6 days of being dead, they found a pound and a half of cyanide crystals. Anyway, I guess the police department here won't release a 911 call or hardly any information, and they didn't want to say that, you know, he was a Muslim, but they said that evidently this wasn't linked to terrorism. But why would anybody have cyanide with them? And I guess this guy was unemployed from Somali, so they even buried him here in Colorado after instead of sending him back to Canada.
There are a lot of unanswered questions. I've heard about this story, and they're simply not telling the people the truth. And why can't they tell the people the truth? I mean, certainly there are some Muslims who do hate America, but isn't it interesting that very, very seldom are their efforts to do us harm really effective? So why are they concealing the truth? What was this fellow writing up to? Where was he getting his money if he was unemployed to be traveling around and getting hotel rooms? And, yeah, I don't know the answers, but I do know one thing, and that is they feel we're too stupid to be told the truth.
Yeah, well, I know. I guess they were saying that the room was $200 a night.
Right.
He had like $2,500 on him, and but with this Democratic convention coming into town, it's like he couldn't have been up to any good with having cyanide on.
No, he sure couldn't have been up to any good, but the question is then, why did he die? I mean, did he have a heart attack? Of course, did somebody poison him or kill him? And isn't it interesting that the police won't release the information?
Yeah, he's probably messing with the stuff himself. And...
Well, you don't go messing with cyanide. And, you gotta be pretty dumb to be doing that. Hey, look, thanks so much for calling. God bless.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Here's your chance to make KHNC Radio the best it can be. Become a part of our team. KHNC is looking to expand their sales staff. If you're an experienced commission-only salesperson with a proven track record and are creative, have drive and the ability to work independently, send us your resume now. Fax is 970-587-5450 or mail at P.O. Box 1750 Johnstown 80534. That's 970-587-5450. No phone calls, please.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Freedom Network, and I apologize for our guest not being here, but I hope you enjoyed what we had to say. And first, check what we're talking about. Check the Sybil Edmonds story. A great deal is written about it, but nobody explains why it is significant. And I think, of course, it's the old adage, we're creating the best enemy money could buy. Certainly the Muslim world on its own could not develop nuclear weapons, so we are, of course, giving them the wherewithal to do that, so they can be used against us and against Europe in the coming confrontation. And you see, that's crazy. You're absolutely right. It is crazy. It is diabolical, and there's going to be terrible suffering. And yet I think that what we're seeing is the fulfillment of the ancient plan laid out thousands of years ago by the God who created the heavens and the earth. Well, certainly, we do have a ministry. It's a little different ministry than most, and we do hope that you enjoy what we have to say, that you're learning, and that you can utilize that information to help inform others about what's really going on. Now, we are having an opportunity to pick up a station every afternoon for our afternoon program in Spokane. It is going to be an expensive proposition to be on there every day, and then the weekend program, but it's, of course, the weekend program's heard on five stations, the afternoon program just in Spokane, but that's a large concentration of people. We could certainly use your help, and if you're in a position to help us or perhaps even to advertise on that station, why, this would be a big help so that we can do that. And we just need to get stations all across America so we can begin to get at least some people to understand what's going on and understand the spiritual nature of the battle. So if you're in a position to help us with that, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And since that is a commercial station, if you'd like to advertise on it, why, we'll certainly be glad to have any advertisements we can get. And, of course, we do hope that you'll want to get the material we have written on the Brotherhood of Darkness, the secret societies that have existed since the beginning of time, which are a manifestation of the ancient mystery religions. And, of course, they were all planning on the time that we are living in, because they want to bring about a world government. And certainly they write about this, the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader. And for thousands of years, history has been marching toward where we are today. We live in the most exciting times in the world. Well, we do hope, of course, you will, many of you out there, will get our writings, The Brotherhood of Darkness, The Forbidden Secret. That's a talk, and there's this little bit that goes with that, The Forbidden Secret, and then The Secret Knowledge, a new talk that we've given, and it's simply talking about the same thing. There is a master plan. You can read about it from the other side. You can go to any bookstore and get a copy of The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, featured by Oprah Winfrey and Larry King, and by Helen DeGeneres and Jim Carrey, and a fellow named, I believe it was Canfield, who wrote the Chicken Soup for the Soul. They'll tell you there is a secret out there. You can tap into it.